It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and the hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation, and UFC 252, no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. Those are some great odds. Plus, with basketball's playoffs right around the corner, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering $10 in free bets to use on in-game action for every day of the first round of the playoffs. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Ross Tucker. That means it's time for Ask Ross. Ross, are you ready for the questions?
Always. Let's do it.
All right. I'm sure there'll be a common theme this week. Let's start with Morgan in Arlington, Virginia. Hypothetical, you play a spring season and most of the NFL prospects opt out. How much wear and tear on the body is there really if you do a shortened spring season rather than spring practice and then move out the fall season?
Well, I think it's a good question. Nobody really knows. You know, it's already a tough time for guys that end up going to the NFL because they kind of get no break, right? I mean, they go right from the bowl game to the Senior Bowl to the combine, and then they're right into, you know, pro days. Then they get drafted and they're on the field for their new NFL team. But it's really the concern is about the wear and tear of the actual games. I think I saw that what Jeff Brohm, the head coach for Purdue, suggested would essentially be 18 games over the course of 9 months, right? So 8 games in March and April, maybe one in late February, then March and April, and then another 10 games in the 2021 fall, which would be when typically football season is, and that would be pushed back to October. I think that's actually a really interesting question that I would want to ask our listeners and get your opinion on, Jim. Would you rather have two sort of abbreviated seasons, two unusual seasons, one spring, one fall, like Jeff Brohm has suggested, or would you rather say, look, it stinks, but I want next fall to be normal. I want next fall to start Labor Day weekend. I want 12 games. I want all the conferences playing. I want it to be back to normal. And, you know, we have a college football playoff and the whole deal. Or would you rather say, nah, I'm okay with basically just playing two Big Ten seasons back-to-back, two abbreviated Big Ten-only seasons back-to-back?
I'll take the two abbreviated Big Ten seasons, and I'll tell you why. First of all, right now I'm jonesing for college football so badly, you know, I'll take it in almost any form. And besides Brohm, I think Ryan Day was pushing that same idea of actually starting in January with an abbreviated season. Then in the fall, if it's a conference only season, gee, we lose games against Kent State and San Jose State, I'm okay with that. And, you know, having an all conference season shortened to 10 games or 9 games, I'm okay with that. Yep, there's a little bit of a sacrifice, you know, like the game with Virginia Tech, that type of game. But I think it would be worth it. That's one fan's take.
Okay, good to know.
All right, next question. This is the Arlington version of Ask Ross. We had Morgan from Arlington, Virginia. Now we have Jerry, who's from Arlington, Texas. He says, Ross, if you were Pat Freiermuth or Michael Mennett, would you attempt to transfer to a Big 12 ACC or Southeast Conference school to play the season? And his second part of the question, how bad do you think this will hurt Big 10 recruiting?
So I certainly would not transfer if I were Freiermuth and a projected first round pick, because I think he should just kind of like Micah Parsons start training for his NFL career. You know, I suppose you could make an argument for Michael Mennett to transfer and, you know, try to improve his stock somewhere else. But even then, I think he might, you know, I don't know how much he would improve it, right? If he's thought of as a third to fifth round pick, if he goes to a new team, new system, all of that stuff, is he better off? Is he going to have a better chance to get drafted higher? Or is he putting himself, A, at in harm's way of getting an injury or just more wear and tear on his body, and maybe even it not going as well because he's not as familiar and comfortable in the offense, with the surroundings, etc. So I would say probably no for either one of those guys. I would say probably yes for Will Fries, Lamont Wade, Antonio Shelton, you know, fifth-year guys or seniors, whatever, that really need to have a good campaign just to have an NFL opportunity to get drafted at all. So I think if I were those guys, I'd really be looking hard into that possibility. But like we said, I just don't know how many of those possibilities are really out there, and who are the schools? I mean, what are you going to do? Kick some kid off the team who has a scholarship and say, no, we think Will Fries is a better right tackle than you? I mean, it's not like these schools have been holding scholarships to try to make sure that they, you know, have openings in case this happened. They haven't at all.
Well, what I'm wondering, Ross, are there a couple teams that just have openings because, you know, they might otherwise give that scholarship to a walk-on who's been there a couple years, but hey, we've got an opportunity to bring a stud player in. My other question for you is, we were talking in terms of upperclassmen, seniors, guys who maybe it's their last year. What about an underclassman, and I'll use as an example, say, Noah Cain, who's already, you know, out of his area, he's from the South, and if the players go to the transfer portal and appeal so that they don't have to sit out a year, you know, what better reason than to say, hey, I don't get to play on a Big Ten team? Could, if you were a Noah Cain and could move to Florida to play, would you consider doing that?
Yeah, I think I probably would. You know, I think if, you know, running back's a position where multiple guys can get opportunities and, you know, he's from down there, and if some of the SEC or ACC schools in the South would have an interest in me coming in there, I think I would strongly consider it. Yeah. It's, you know, I'm not recommending that. I don't want Penn State fans to get mad at me like I'm telling these guys to leave. But I will always be honest with the audience. I will always be transparent. And if I were a guy like Noah Cain, yeah, I think I'd at least probably put feelers out to see if there could be opportunities for me elsewhere this fall.
And, you know, that type of ruling could potentially open up Pandora's box for players to move to these other conferences where they're still playing. All right. Next up is Mark from Lancaster. With the cancellation of the Big Ten season and the financial impact on these schools, assuming Southeast Conference, ACC, and Big 12 play, making money for their athletic departments, how far behind will that place Penn State and other schools going forward when trying to compete with those schools that didn't cancel their seasons?
So it's a great question, and I'll start by saying I don't know that much about the economics. You know, I know I've seen what Scott Frost said about 100 plus million. You know, I also know that college football is a lot of expense too. So clearly the expenses are going to be a lot less since they're not playing and traveling in the private plane and the whole deal. And I wonder how much the SEC, Big 12, and ACC, if those conferences do play, how much money they are getting if the stands aren't filled, et cetera. I mean, someone's going to do an unbelievable case study at the end of this whole thing and have a much better feel, idea for where things are.
Ross, if I could interrupt you for 1 second, there was an article that looked at the financial hit the Big Ten teams would take, and it seemed to be about a 50-50 split between the television revenue and the game day revenue. So like a Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, the loss of revenue would be somewhere around 90 to 100 million overall if they have nothing. The television revenue is in the neighborhood of, say, 50 some million dollars. So if they played on TV but didn't have fans, it's like they lose half the revenue.
Yeah, so I think that's it's still a lot of money. Now, how much that impacts what they're able to do, like how much of a difference that makes for them moving forward, I don't know. Because I don't know how much of that money goes to the other sports versus how much of that money is directly put back into the football program. But I'd have to think that it would put the Big Ten and the Pac-12 behind. There's no question. How could it not? I guess the question is, how far behind?
Yeah, definitely. It's a hit. And the thing is, everybody's taking a hit. Like you said, even if those conferences do play and get the television revenue, they're still losing the game day revenue, and that's quite significant. And what isn't factored into this, will the Big Ten teams, will they lose donor money because of this? All right, that's it for quarter number three. We're going to announce the winner at the start of quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.